Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
We do it every week at this time. Marcus Thompson of The Athletic joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's going on, Marcus? How are you, man?
What's up?
What up?
What's up, dude?
So here's a funny story. You know, you guys did the Run TNC show, and my wife sent me a text. She was like, I had no idea that's how Tom Tober looked.
What'd you think?
That's what I said. I was like, what'd you think? And then I sent her a picture of Shrek. And she was like, no, nothing like that. I didn't actually send a picture of Shrek.
You did me like that.
That's cold blooded.
Nah. I sent her a picture of you in your playing days, though.
Oh, okay.
And she was like, that's that guy? What happened to his hair?
D4th Station, baby.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys were great, man. That was funny. That was like, yeah, you guys are great. I feel like y'all should do that more often.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we had a good time. It was, I've said it, Marcus, it was the perfect game for it. It was competitive early, so Pop was cool with doing the first quarter interview, and then it goes a blowout late, so it was kind of fun with Steve. Jordan was good, but we got to have a good time because the game was out of hand by, you know, early in the third quarter, so it wasn't like we were trying to break stuff down. Although we talked hoops and talked Warriors and in a big picture kind of way, but you didn't feel like, oh, we probably should be on the game a little bit more because it's a close game. It wasn't. So yeah, more games like that, it's perfect for those type of games. But yeah, it was fun listening to those guys, catching up with them, and just hearing the stories.
I'm just gonna petition for Mitch Richmond to do the starting lineups every game.
Absolutely.
In for a team with a bunch of international players.
I think Mitch asked me before the game, yo, man, you know any of these dudes? I go, yeah, I know a few of them.
Hey, Marcus, I was asking Tom the other day. I was like, if we get, because I said this is a great way to, like, going forward, like, better than just scheduling the players only broadcast. This would be awesome to do anytime you do kind of a reunion tour thing in any sport, like specifically basketball. But it would be great to get, like, you know, when you have a group of guys like that who played together for a period of time, if they're cool enough with each other, to get them together to do a broadcast, or even if they're not, it could end up being sort of funny. But if we had like the Steph Clay Draymond broadcast like 25 years from now and they did a whole game together, I said, who would be like the Tom Tolbert down on the floor? And I think what we kind of got to was,
Looney.
While the level of player wouldn't be the same, we were saying it would be great if it was like Andre, if he'd be the fourth.
Nah, Looney. Get Looney.
Looney be better?
There.
Looney, you think so?
Looney is low-key and funny, man. Like, I know people don't know. He's not as quiet as people think. And especially old man Looney. Like, you know, 20, old man Looney is going to be great, let me tell you. I can promise you that right now. I mean, and I don't mean old man Looney like the old man Looney right now on the court.
Right,
like,
right.
You do, I mean, like, when Looney gets a gray goatee, it's over. He's going to be incredible.
Yeah, so that, gets the pepper.
But I have a recommendation. I think you can do it now. Tell me you wouldn't tune in for Steven Jackson, Baron Davis, Matt Barnes, and Monte Ellis.
Oh, of course. 1,000%.
Yes.
Right?
1,000%.
We should get it.
Give
yeah,
me that.
We should do that.
Monte Ellis on the sidelines. Oh, if I ever see Monte Ellis on the sidelines doing media, he getting the hardest time ever from me, boy. As hard of a time as he gave us, I'm like, oh no, it's going down.
Well, it's funny. I don't know what the best examples are. I have my favorite example for guys that hated the media and then became the media, and it was like, are you joking me? Are you kidding me? You're a media member now? John Thompson. When he became a member of the media, I was like, are you serious? You really? You're a member of the media now? I was like, get out of here.
Great example. Who is that? Yeah. normally you run forever. Like, I don't want to be around y'all ever.
Yeah,
that's a great question. And to be good at it is a whole other thing too, right? Because I remember John Thompson being pretty good on TV. So that's a unique element, because it feels like if you hated the media, you probably wasn't watching. So how could you possibly be good?
Yeah, I don't know. He's always the guy that I come up with, but there's got to be other examples out there, guys that did. Yeah, because you're right. Guys that didn't like the media, didn't want to do interviews, didn't want to do any of that stuff. They usually just said, "I'm done with it. I'm out, and I don't want to be around it after I play." But I'm sure there are a few out there that did that. Like most guys that
be great. You know who's going to be great in that? KD. KD's going to be great.
Well, he's got his podcast already, so he's starting.
Yeah, KD's going to be great. I could stand the media, but I'm going to be a great member of the media.
Who would be better, though?
If ever put on a headset.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, dude. You don't get to do it. You don't get to put on the headset.
Dude, Kyrie doing like ABC pre and post on the Sunday game of the week or something. That would be incredible.
I'm going to put an open letter out to every player and be like, "Hey, man, on behalf of media members everywhere, give them the hardest time." Please.
Can you imagine? Oh, that would be incredible. I'll put them both
Russell
on together.
Westbrook, right? What a Westbrook dude, yeah.
I would say Steph would be a natural guy to do it, and then I always think, well, he makes too much money. He's not going to want to do that. But then I'm like, well, damn, Brady just signed a massive deal to be the lead color guy for Fox when he ever gets done playing in 20 years. But Steph's a guy who would be an absolute natural for doing that. I mean, he'd be smooth. He's well-spoken. He knows basketball. He knows other subjects. He might have too much stuff going on in his life, though, that he'd want to, like, tie himself up with that. But who knows? You never know.
You never know. He'd be great. And the best part about Steph from a TV perspective, right, is you don't have to worry about him saying something crazy, right? Like,
yep.
You know, he's so polished with it. He won't slip up or anything. Clay, on the other hand, would be great because he's going to slip up, right?
Yes.
You never know.
Absolutely.
You never know what's going to happen. Like, Clay might, Clay might say something wild and then not realize he even said it. Like, that's how great Clay would be. But Steph would be perfect. Andre might be one of those guys. He don't really like the media, but I think he'd be good if you gave him the shot, right? If he bought in, he's such a well-smoking and smart guy that he'd be good. I think most of them would be good.
Yeah,
actually.
Well, Draymond, you'd be upset if he didn't say something that crossed the line. I mean, you're expecting that with him.
Yeah, you need that. That's why he's there.
Yeah, he's got to go full Barkley. He's got to go full Barkley. That's what makes him great, though, is that he's willing to. He'll do it. I want Steph to go full Barkley because I think that'll be far more entertaining. You imagine?
It would.
Put a mic in his hand and says, "You know what? Get a little. I had a little brown liquor before the show, and I'm ready."
Start saying people suck, but he's got the rings and the titles to and the championships and the accolades to back it up.
Yeah, that would be like. I'm with you though. I think he'd be too big time for it.
Yeah,
like,
I think so.
That would
too.
Be like Kobe jumping in the booth. Like, nah, Steph might go buy a country or something instead.
Yeah, they got too much stuff going on. Way and they got bigger,
too many too much thing.
Bigger aspirations and all that kind of stuff.
Well, he's going to be on a golf course. We know what he's doing. He's going on a senior tour or something. He won't have time to be talking hoop. He's going to be a professional golfer. That's what's going to happen.
No, he'll never be. He'll never be a professional golfer. Not going to happen.
Well, at the senior level,
like senior tour, golfer.
Senior tour. Yeah,
those dudes are good, man.
Dude, Smoltz has come close, but he can't. I mean, Smoltz
no.
and Romo can't make it, can they?
I mean, no, they can't. They can't play those dudes. No. I mean, here's the thing, Marcus. You're talking about, I mean, Steph's really good. He's a great athlete, great basketball player. But you're talking about guys that this is what they've been doing their whole lives. I don't think you can jump in at the very end and say, "I'm going to compete with you." I think those dudes will mop anybody up.
Yeah, I don't think he'll win. I just think he can make the tour.
We'll put a bet on it. If I'm still around, I'll pay off.
Can you get in? Can you get in at like 45?
50, I believe, is the cut for the senior tour.
I'm rocking with Steph at 50. First off, John Smoltz is not the athlete Steph is. Come on, man.
He's a great golfer, though.
Yeah, he is a great, incredible golfer. Steph is going to be 50 years old, hit the 300 off the tee, and they're going to say he's juicing. Book that story. It's coming.
He's juicing. He'll be tested at the senior tour.
They're juicing, yeah. The fall of Steph Curry happens on the senior tour.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's the scandal that finally takes him down.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
All right, let's ask you about the Warriors. You seem to think I'm not in disagreement with you. I don't think it's as big a deal Wiseman going down to the G League as you do. I get why you think it's a big deal, and I could be wrong. I'll stand corrected if I am. Like a man with orthopedic shoes, I will stand corrected. How do you see this playing itself out? Because there are a number of different ways it could go.
I see him getting some time down there, like especially getting the system down to where it's like he doesn't have to think about it so much. And then I actually agree that with Steve, like he'll come back and he'll be a rotation player. I mean, he's legit big. He can do some things offensively. Like he can challenge the rim. He can attack the rim in a way they just don't have outside of Kuminga. And if he can get himself positioned frequently, regularly, without issue, I think he could be like a rotation player. I do agree with Steve that is a reasonable and feasible scenario. So in that sense, like, you know, people are like, hey, go out and get somebody who can come in and play. I mean, that's one option, but I also think if you're just saying we need a backup center, get Wiseman to the point where he could be a backup center. I could see that being a feasible possibility. The reason it's a big deal is because if he doesn't, that's it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and that's why it's like, I mean, a number two pick. I mean, like, when it was Jordan Poole, if Jordan Poole never comes back from the G League, is it like a big deal?
No.
You know, like, he's like a number 28 pick. It's like, well, he didn't work out. Especially on the heels of Jacob Evans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, yeah, number 28 pick didn't work out. But if Wiseman doesn't work out, now it's like, geez, that's a number two pick. Like, yeah, we kind of had plans for this guy. So that's why I think it's a big deal, because they just had so much big plans for him that putting this on the brink like that, I mean, because if he's having a hard time now, what happens if he doesn't play well in the G League? Right now, what happens then? And maybe they give him another like off season, right? But this was supposed to be full off season, camp, summer league, right? That's what they were saying. Like, he hasn't had a camp, he hasn't had a summer league. Like, he had all that stuff, and then he goes to the G League. So I think they can survive without it. I don't think it's the end, but it would be a pretty huge deal that a number two pick just kind of didn't work out, and we've learned that in year three.
Yeah, no doubt. And another thing I just thought of, and I've never brought this up, I'm curious to get your thoughts on it, because the whole timeline thing was supposed to be, okay, these guys are winding down, those guys are ramping up, and you just keep this thing going. But we've never really seen a team this good have so many young players on it that were drafted high. Now, if they were like Jordan Poole or whatnot, that's understandable, but I'm wondering if they're going to know what they need to know in 5 years, how good these guys are. Because these guys right now, the vets, aren't ready to hand the baton off anytime soon and say, okay, look, you guys lead us into the future. I mean, we're still in the middle of, hey, Steph's one of the most dominant forces in the game. Let's try to win as many championships as we can now instead of this whole transition plan. So if they keep up with that, like, hey, let's try to win now. We got the team to win now. We got Steph. Let's do it. Then you're not asking these guys to do a whole lot. And for most guys that are drafted 2 and 7 and maybe even Moody, you're asking them to do more, if not in year one, certainly in year 2 and 3. By the time year 5 rolls around, you know how good they are, and you know if they're worth keeping or not. I'm not even sure if we're going to know that, because we're nowhere near the handing of the baton. In fact, they haven't even picked up the baton to hand it off yet. So I don't know how this whole thing works out, but it's certainly not as smooth as they would have hoped.
Yeah, I mean, the scary part about that, Tom, is if you decide these are not the guys you give the baton to, it is very feasible that anyone or all of them can go to another team and end up being just as great as the Warriors thought, because they got the time to, like, build, right? I mean, there's an absolutely real scenario where they walk away from Wiseman this year, he ends up on another team. There's no championship pressure. There's no Hall of Famers to maximize. There's no all-time great next to him. And he gets to just go out and play, and that ends up being exactly what he needed. Or same with Kuminga, right? And that's the real issue, is if you walk away from these guys and they end up good somewhere else, like, now, not only now did you not get what you thought you were getting with these lottery picks, but somebody else is getting what you
somebody
thought.
Somebody else,
you
know, is.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, like a Chris Washburn, right? You know, where nobody ends up out of the league. And it's like, yeah, we missed on that one. But they don't. You don't have to watch him go be a star for somebody else, right? And deal with that every time they come. So that's the difficulty. To me, it's why it's curious why you would do that, right? Why would you get 6 guys knowing you can't? You can barely get minutes for 2, right? Because now, if you're having a hard time finding the time for Wiseman, for Kuminga, for Moody, I mean, Patrick Bowen didn't have a shot. Like, is he going to play in 2 years? When does he ever get a shot? You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's the part where it's like, if you know this, and I understand, like, with Wiseman, even with Moody and Kuminga for a bit, like, especially with Wiseman, like, Steph ruined everything, right? Steph comes back looking all world.
Yep.
And it's like, maybe we aren't as done as we thought we were, right? And then they win a title, and then he looks even better every year, and it's kind of messing everything up. It's creating this level of urgency that simply wasn't around in 2020 when they drafted Wiseman, right? And even if you could argue 2021, after they don't make, what was it, the play-in, right, and they don't make the playoffs, you could argue even then, like, he's good, but we still need that infusion. Now it's like, hey, man, this dude is dropping 50 on 28 shots, right? And, like, nobody can guard him. We absolutely have to win now. That wasn't there during those first three picks. So Steph kind of ruined the plan, but it's now very clear. Like, it's very clear who he is. It's very clear he's got a lot of runway left. So to me, that makes it a risky thing to just keep adding youngsters. At some point, you got to be like, hey, man, we might not have a spot for you. Like, I'm sorry, but we don't have minutes. If you're Ryan Rollins, it's like, yo, when are you playing besides garbage minutes? It's not. But here's the crazy part, Tom. Like, this is how we've gotten in the NBA. You know who had this very existence? Tracy McGrady, Jermaine O'Neal.
Right? Yep. Right? Like, yep.
It just doesn't happen like this anymore. That's the real problem. It's like, it used to be not that big of – I mean, it was a deal, but it wasn't like the end if you didn't play that much your first 2 or 3 years. But now, because the league is so young and, you know, you draft the guys and you need them and they're making $12 million, right? Like, you need them to play now. But it wasn't that uncommon for you to sit 2-3 years, at least your first couple, and not play that much. Now it's like, you're not playing yet? You're riding the bench yet? You're getting out of here. What are you doing? Like, that's the unique part, is like, now the time, everything is so microwaved, you got to be popping.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the total trust guarantee.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Like right away.
It's also like because when guys would come out of high school before, it was like, okay, if you're coming out of high school, you're supposed to be that guy almost immediately, right? Like you're a phenom coming out of high school. Now everybody's got to go to college or you come out of somewhere overseas, but now everybody's got the same option to just enter the draft after 1 year and come out after one big season or one tournament or a little bit of hype. And so I think a lot of times guys get to the NBA, they don't develop, and we expect because they're lottery picks, they're going to be this explosive player immediately. Then when they're not, like what you're talking about, what if the Warriors move on from Wiseman and he ends up being an all-star in 5 years or 6 years? I don't think that would be a shock to anybody. It's just that what your team needs right now, and sometimes it's a bad team trying to flip things over, and sometimes it's a good team like the Warriors needing contribution. I think we get so set into what we need them to be right now that you don't allow them to develop. And they're like 19, 20 years old. Their bodies just aren't ready for it.
Nah, and their mentality isn't ready for it. But the issue is, because the league is so young, a lot of guys do come in and produce.
Sure.
Right, like Luka didn't take long at all. Right, like some guys are actually playing. Tyrese Halliburton was a good player in his rookie year. Right, like some players do come and produce. Scottie Barnes looks really good because the league is so young. Like young players can kind of flourish. It's not like you're going to get the 98 Knicks, right, where everybody's 30. Like you're competing against other young guys. These guys just happen to be in a super rare situation where there are like four Hall of Famers on the team, maybe five, right? Like, there's like, I mean, they just got a bad draw. I mean, be real about it. Like, Boston, they're like, Jason Tatum is still young. Like, what teams where the guy's 34 and he's a monster, right? Like, he's like a superstar. Everybody, look, if you look around the league, like, LeBron is about it. You know, everywhere else is like somebody who's under 30. They just happen to get drafted to a team where there's a bunch of 30-year-olds who are unimpeachable Hall of Famers, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just like a bad draw. But,
yeah.
So, hey, they're the Cards. They could also be in, like, you know, Charlotte, so. It could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be raining.
Four Let to Run. Thank you, Young Frankenstein. Love that movie. What does it say about the Warriors that it took 47 points from Steph to eke out a 3-point victory over the Kings and give the Kings their due? They're playing pretty good basketball right now, but still, I mean, the Warriors are the Warriors. And then it took 50 points from Steph to lose by 11 against the Phoenix Suns, who, oh, by the way, were down Cam Johnson and Chris Paul. What does that say? And how concerning is that what you're about to say continues to happen?
First off, I'm going to go ahead and predict it right now. Warriors, Kings, first round of the playoffs. The Warriors are going to get it together, and they'll be the 6th seed, which means the Kings will be the 3 seed at home.
Oh, God. He's drinking on Friday. He's drinking.
3 seed Kings against the 6 seed Warriors. Let's go.
Oh, man.
It's so wild, right? The idea that Steph could drop 50 and they lose by double digits. It's unlike anything we've seen in 12 years. Like, I wrote this in The Athletic. When he scores 40, 83% victory rate, right? They just don't lose when he goes off. And now they just don't even stay in the game if he doesn't. To me, it's probably the best sign moving forward. Like, it's probably the most comforting thing. Because the reality is, everybody else is terrible. they just won't stay that way. That Phoenix game, they were terrible. They were terrible.
They were.
I mean, Andrew Wiggins had, like, he could not guard campaign to save his life. It was unbelievable how he was getting worked on a pick and roll, right? Like, Clay, I don't know what Clay was doing. I mean, even Looney, they couldn't guard DeAndre Ayton. They were doubling DeAndre Ayton. They were doubling DeAndre. When would they even do that? The Warriors are like, hey, if Ayton want to take 50 shots, go ahead. But they're doubling DeAndre Ayton, setting up every open three possible. Like, to me, there's just so much room for the players around Steph to play better. If you could book that Steph is exceptional, I feel like Wiggins is going to come around. I feel like Klay Thompson will eventually play better. He has to. Like, to me, if they get two or three more guys to play better, they're just in a better place. They needed one other guy to just show up with Steph, and they win that game. And Phoenix was playing lights out. So, to me, I walk away like, you know what? If they just get two more guys playing halfway decent, they'll be fine. They won't be great. But it won't be like mania, right? It won't be panic. So I left Phoenix thinking, they're fine. It could be delusion, though, or maybe I am drinking on Friday.
What? Yeah, I want to know what you're drinking on Friday. He went to the hard stuff early.
Yeah, look, come on, early. It's 4:20. What you mean? 4:20.
He ain't lying. It is 4:20. Coincidence? I think not.
It's only 2:20 for me, but I've been drinking anyway. I was drinking anyway when the show started, so we're all good.
Have a good weekend, Marcus. Always good catching up with you, my friend.
I'm going to try my best. Have a good one.
All right, take it easy, man.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.